At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Get back to March Madness in just a moment, but Pearl, I don't know if you've seen the latest failed recruiting pitch that was made during NFL free agency. And this one is kind of embarrassing. Welcome to the show, by the way. Did I introduce us? Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. It's the Maggie and Perloff show on Infinity Sports Network. But this one is embarrassing, the fact that it got out. And I'm not surprised that it did, but Adam Schefter has his own podcast, and he started talking about the Dallas Cowboys trying to land Cooper Kupp, who was introduced as the newest Seattle Seahawk yesterday, Pearl. Said that Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb wanted Kupp and tried to recruit him.
These things are fluid. Like, things happen. The Cowboys did get in the mix on Cooper Kupp. They found out the price. They were not in the mix. But Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, they wanted Cooper Kupp in the mix. And they had ideas about what it would have been like for him to be a Dallas Cowboy.
Okay, so listen, part of it, price. So, Cowboy fans, stop me if you've heard this one before. Mm-hmm. Team doesn't want to spend. But you have Dak and CD really wanting Cooper Kupp to be a part of the offense, and the team essentially said no. Now, listen, what does Cooper Kupp have left in the tank? I'm not sure, but it just goes to show there is whatever Cowboys mystique you thought existed or were glimmers of that or any kind of whatever the pixie dust of the Troy Aikman era, it is so gone. It is beyond gone. And Pearl, I know we know that. But even a guy like Cooper Kupp, who, again, you know, signs with his hometown team of Seattle, he's from Yakima, I get it. But even Dak and CD trying to put the full court press on and trying to recruit him to Dallas just could not move the needle.
But what do you think happened here? The agent, you know, he got a big deal, 3 years, $45 million, which surprised everybody. The agent said, this is the price, and the front office said no. So I don't even see how Dak and CD play into this. This was a front office decision, and by the way, clearly the right decision. Because Cooper Kupp is turning 32 in June. I think most NFL experts think that he has lost his burst. This is not, on paper, a good signing. It's funny, the Rams paid almost the same amount for Davante Adams, who I think people think has a lot more left than Cooper Kupp. They're about the same age, but Davante Adams was productive at the end of last season. I think this Kupp deal, people think the Seahawks overpaid and the Cowboys were smart. Would they really want to sign Cooper Kupp for $15 million a year?
Well, I ask you, do the Cowboys need another weapon?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And they obviously weren't trying to trade for DK Metcalf, and we couldn't pry away T. Higgins and some of these guys that came off the board. If you just want to go through the draft and you think that's the best way to do it, well, then we should stop mocking Ashton Jeanty to the Cowboys. And how are they going to find these weapons and really turn this offense into something that can compete with the likes of your Philadelphia Eagles, reigning Super Bowl champs, and now suddenly hot Commanders who look like they're going to have this dynamic offense? So
the Commanders,
I get not wanting to overpay in free agency. Yeah. I understand that. But I also look at a team that is desperate for another playmaker outside of CeeDee Lamb.
But don't they need speed?
I think they need
everything. They already have possession. CeeDee Lamb, by the way, can beat you long, but he's already their possession guy. They need Brandon Cooks, but an effective Brandon. They need somebody like that. They need Xavier Worthy. I feel like they need another real threat. Cooper Kupp's a 10-yard guy. I don't think he fits exactly what they need. I think they need a playmaker. To me, Kupp, at this point, he's kind of a older possession guy. I like Cooper Kupp as a player, but I thought the Seahawks contract was a little weird. I thought that was an overpay because the Rams, who are a very smart team, said, we don't want to pay you much of anything. This was the right move by the Cowboys, even if Dak and CD got in there. No?
I think it just shows you how desperate these two guys were for a little bit
of
help.
Yeah, I see that.
And the fact that, listen, players know players, right? Don't we think? Players know players. I think they have a sense of who's got what left in the tank. You know, this is two NFC teams, so it's not like it's, you know, different conference and you see each other once every 4 years or whatever it is. You understand, and I think guys understand what's what. And they wanted Cooper Kupp.
I don't think guys understand the way the older receivers fall off a cliff. I think they know Cooper Kupp for what he's been, not what he's going to be. I think that would be a common fallacy to players. I think Dak's like, yeah, I want Cooper Kupp, but I think he's thinking of Cooper Kupp from 2 years ago. I don't think he's aware of where Cooper Kupp's going in the next 2 years.
I disagree. I think that they're closer to that. I think Dak Prescott also knows, like, who am I throwing to? Because you said it yourself, and your Philadelphia Eagles play the Cowboys twice a year. Double CD.
Yeah. No, it's been a consistent problem. But this was a... I think Schefter nailed it. Schefter put out the tweet that the Cowboys are down the road with Cooper Kupp.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got burned. I think that's why he was. Then he signed with the Seahawks. So I think Schefter nailed it. The price is way out of what the Cowboys want to spend. And I think that in this case, it makes sense. Derrick Henry was a massive mistake. $8 million. But $15 million for Cooper Kupp at 32? That doesn't strike you as crazy? I don't care if Dak wants him. I would not do it.
So here's the thing, though. You have Dak Prescott, who is also on the other side of 30, right? Who just got paid. He's making $60 million per year.
Yeah.
It's more than Josh Allen. It's more than Patrick Mahomes on an average annual basis. You paid CD. We think you're going to pay Micah Parsons at some point, probably 2 days before the season starts. Newsflash for the Cowboys. Newsflash. You're an all-in team. What are you? You're not rebuilding. And if you're trying to do something in the middle, then you're sunk.
All in.
You're paying the quarterback at the highest part of the market. You're paying your wide receiver at the highest part of the market. And you're going to pay your pass rusher at the highest part of the market. Hello, you're an all-in team. So I get not wanting to overpay for Kupp, but when are they going to... at some point, you're half in the pool and half out of the pool. Mm-hmm. And it's going to do nothing for you. So when they realize, the sooner they realize, hey, we may have backed into this thing, but we keep waiting to pay our guys, so we're paying at the top of the absolute tippy top of the marketplace, that's what all-in teams do.
Okay.
Rebuilding teams. Rebuilding teams would trade Micah Parsons. Rebuilding teams would, you know, have gotten CeeDee Lamb done a year before he got done. And Dak Prescott, he would have said goodbye to Prescott if you're a rebuilding team.
Why not? Okay, if you're going to, instead of doing 3 years, $45 million, I know that's not really what
Cooper got, it is.
But he got a big guaranteed money. I don't have it in front of me. Why not do 1 year, $8 million for Stephon Diggs, or 1 year, $6 million for Amari Cooper, or 1 year, $9 million for Keenan Allen? Do something less than what Cooper Kupp is. Those guys are all pretty much the same.
Well, Stephon Diggs coming off of an injury, and I don't, is he going to have the same type of ability to cut? Is he going to have the same kind of speed? I mean, he's now an older wide receiver who's coming off an ACL.
Right. I mean, Kupp's coming off about 1,000 different injuries, too. Oh. I just think that in this particular instance, I understand what you're saying. They should go all in for a number two receiver. I get what Dallas was saying. It got really expensive. And also, it's his hometown.
Cooper Kupp. With Yakima?
I don't think anything that CD and Dak said about, hey, come play in Frisco and be in the star. Like, what does he care? He's a Washington State guy. This is perfect for him.
Did you say he showed up with the Pearl Jam shirt yesterday?
No, I didn't see that.
Little on the nose. Okay, new number, 888-710-4ISN,
888-710-4476.
Everything's brand new around here. We got new phones. Manny's to work figuring out the new phone bank, but give us a call. You know, staring at a landline.
What is this device?
Let us know what you think. It's just a little more indicative, I think, of, again, this Cowboys disappointment. Because, listen, whether or not you thought Cooper Kupp has anything left in the tank or not, you're in this weird limbo here when you're the Cowboys. Because you're paying all these guys a ton of money, yet you're not like, you're not an all-in team? Explain that to me. You are an all-in team, whether you wanted to be or not, because how you mismanaged these three stars.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dichotomy of the Cowboys. They actually are incredibly, you know, they have all this hype and pizzazz, and then they do smart team-building things like drafting linemen every year, which is, they're a draft and develop team, which is really good. I think the Eagles are, for the most part, a draft and develop team. You got to be selectively aggressive. Is that what Steven says? You got to get a couple signings in here. You know how I feel about free agency. I mean, yeah. This is loser town USA. These are bad
aggressive
signings left and right. Everyone knows when a guy gets a free agency, you're going to overpay for, like, get less value. So I don't hate them for not going all in, but they got to do something. You're right. They got to do something. They got to take a risk somewhere, bring in somebody sometime at any point. Although I do like, well, you and I differ on their draft strategy. Bring in the running back,
Ashton
baby.
Janty.
Or Amarion Hampton.
I saw that yesterday.
Kuiper
has it.
Yes.
Them taking a running back.
That's a dumb move, but I like that.
They need help on defense. They still can't stop the run.
Oh, yeah. But Amarion Hampton, he can help the defense by keeping the ball away from the opposing quarterback. That's a strategy.
So you're welcome to weigh in on the Cowboys again. 888-710-4ISN, our new number, 888-710-4476. Just rolls off the tongue. Speaking of running backs getting taken in the first round, we did get a report yesterday that the Raiders, Pearl, are all in on Ashton Janty.
Yeah.
And that could be a good spot for him.
Yeah, Raiders!
This one made me a little nervous for Tom Brady. Because you know what I think. I think Tom Brady's running the show here.
Yeah, what?
And I have every reason to believe that because Pete Carroll keeps telling me that and their new GM, John Spytek, keeps telling us that. And it seems like it's Tom's sort of, you know, he's in the meeting. I don't know if he's watching the film, but he's in the meeting.
Feels like a Pete Carroll move, but Tom signed on it often. He likes Geno Smith.
Right. Like if Tom wanted Sam Darnold, it would have been Sam Darnold. If Tom wanted...
No, I don't necessarily believe that. I mean, I think Pete and Geno had been planning this for a long time.
Well, that's fine, but yeah. I'm just illustrating the point that Brady has a very large voice in how the Raiders are constructed. You'll agree with me there.
I agree with you, but right. But Geno particularly is obviously a Pete Carroll move, but go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tom Brady is the architect of what's going on with the Raiders, right. I believe. If they take Ashton Janty with the 6th overall pick in this draft, I no longer have faith in Tom Brady. The Raiders, Perloff, are really devoid of talent at a lot of major positions, right? They need help. Maybe the offensive line.
They've drafted a lot of O-linemen.
The experts like it. I'm no offensive line expert, but the PFF grades and stuff like that are all good on the line. So, okay, maybe that's fine, but you can never go wrong, I don't think, with more offensive line. How about defense? You just gave Max Crosby all this money, but you lost a lot of your core on defense in free agency. A lot of those guys left. So you got Max Crosby, you got Christian Wilkins, and then what?
Well, also, you drafted Tyree Wilson in the top 10. I mean,
who was injured when you drafted him.
But it's a crazy amount of resources for one defensive line. But
it hasn't worked, right? Like, you still have holes on defense that I think should take precedent over drafting a running back in the top 6.
Normally, I would 100% agree. Obviously, drafting a running back in the top 6 in 2025 seems nuts. But
for that team, for that specific team, because they've got holes.
No, for any team. I think, but the Raiders are the number one team in America who needs a skill position player. There's no doubt about it. The Patriots are up there too, but there is no worse skill position depth chart in the last 30 years than what the Raiders got going on now. It is unbelievable that they are going to roll out. Geno Smith, he wouldn't have signed there. Look at their guys they have now. Raheem Mostert is their starting running back. He's 33, I believe. You got Jacoby Myers, Trey Tucker, and somebody named Ramai Keaton. I don't even know who. They need everything. Ramel, I'm sorry, out of Tennessee. Okay, undrafted rookie. they need everything. So Ash and Jeti, I think they think, okay, it's like Ezekiel Elliott when he went to the Cowboys. He'll fix everything. We'll have a guy who could get 5 yards on first down and just makes everything easier.
Yeah, that Cowboy team is nothing like this Raider team. That had an amazing offensive line where even Dak Prescott as a rookie was able to come in and have success right away.
But mainly because the O-line and Zeke were killing it.
I do not see similarities between that Dallas team and this Raider team at all. And Jeti would be the luxury pick here, right? Like, you can't expect him to have an impact when you just said it. You don't have receivers outside of Brock Bowers, who's a tight end, who is going to command any real attention. And I know Jacoby Myers had 1,000-yard receiving last year. They had to throw it to somebody. And I just really think that I would lose all faith in Brady if this is the way he decided to build a team. And listen, I know that Bill Belichick kind of lost the fastball at the end. I totally understand that. But this is not how the Patriots found success. It was not by drafting skill position players in the top 10. It was about making sure your lines are good, making sure your defense is good. And you can get skill position players, wide receivers and running backs, either later in the first round, second round, third round. This is not where I would go if I were the Raiders.
Well, by the way, what has Tom Brady done that makes you think he's some analytical genius? He hired a 72-year-old coach. He hired an offensive coordinator who was terrible at UCLA and then gutted Ohio State's offense, and they still somehow won a title. And then he hired Geno Smith, who's 34, and is reportedly going to pay him $45 million a year. There's nothing reminiscent of the 2001 Patriots. They've gone the exact opposite direction. They seem like a Mark Davis operation to me. I mean, what is it that Brady's done so far that makes you think he's some sort of innovator as a team builder?
I was willing to give him the benefit of the doubt because he's, you know, and I was before he outright fails at this, I wanted to see what he would do. And to be honest, like I get the Pete Carroll thing. I get needing to bring somebody in who's not a lottery ticket, who's not a wild card, like someone who can come in and stabilize things. Do you love that he's 73? Probably not, because how long can he actually coach the team? But he's a young 73. And then I understand even the Geno Smith, you already mentioned the connection between coach and quarterback. Right. But also, again, stabilizing things. You know, it's not back-breaking money. $45 million, by the way, it isn't even done yet. But $45 million is it's not $55 million for Sam Darnold, which was the guarantee. Like, I'm okay with that. It's not a big investment. It's not a lot of years, as far as we can tell. So I don't hate the moves he's making. Jeti at six, though, to me would be like, oh, you're not understanding it, which is crazy because of how, you know, how much he's seen over his 20 years playing in the league.
Yeah, I mean, I think that nothing Tom Brady's done and says innovator or analytics. I mean, I think analytics and innovator, and actually I keep on throwing analytics. I've never heard Tom Brady say he's a big analytics guy, but I think young and cheap, build a team kind of like the 2001 Patriots where you're just finding value, Moneyball style, where people don't see value. The reality
They had Drew Bledsoe for $100 million on that team. Yeah, it wasn't all Moneyball.
But then they started Tom Brady. They brought in all these special teams guys and somehow special teamed their way to their first Super Bowl. They were definitely a different team, where the Raiders seem like an owner-run team. Give me a coach who's won a Super Bowl, even though he's 72. Give me a big name at offensive coordinator. We'll pay him a lot of money. Give me a 34-year-old quarterback. We'll pay him a lot of money. Think about Ashton Jeti, though. The running back situation has definitely changed in the NFL. Last year was an eye-opener. All these pass teams, you know, there were a lot of carries to primary running backs. I think Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley both challenged for 2,000 yards. I think the NFL's made a statement last year that running backs are back, and the running game is now equally important in the passing game. I think you can't ignore that.
I'll agree with you, but those guys were proven commodities. And I'm not saying, I don't know if Jeti is going to be a great pro or not. He wouldn't be going to a great situation. I mean, Derrick Henry was going to a fantastic situation because of the running attack with him and Lamar.
Yeah, but
and
he'd
Saquon
already
Barkley was behind one of the best lines in football.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it, Jahmyr Gibbs in Detroit is another
great line.
Yeah, I think that Jeti is a game changer. He reminds me a lot of Gibbs. I mean, there's stats about him after contact that are incredible. I also think Amari Hampton is going to be a star. I think you're going to have two consistent, you know, 1,300 to 1,500-yard rushers here. So I understand what you're saying. You could get a Bucky Irving in the later rounds, too. But there's no receiver to take here. I mean, that the way the draft is falling, you need a playmaker. You need somebody who defenses are going to pay attention to. Right now, Geno Smith's going to have to chuck for his life. I just don't see what the Raiders... They're in a desperate situation because they've had so many bad drafts over the years. They need a running back or receiver. Will you admit that?
Yeah, but I wouldn't do it at six. That's where you and I would disagree. But let us know what you think, Raider fans. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Yeah, new phone, who dis? Give us a call. We're also asking the Cowboys fans, now that you know Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb were trying to recruit Cooper Kupp, and it didn't work.
Womp, womp, womp.
Womp, womp, womp. Is this not all in for the Cowboys? You're paying everybody lots and lots of money. That feels like an all-in team.
Feels selectively aggressive, if you ask me.
Yeah, I don't even know if we're getting selectively. We're getting non-aggressive. 888-710-4ISN. Coming up, we will update you on the Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket. And quickly, can I just say, you still have time to sign up for Pearl Jam Season 4. Go to our social channels. You can find the link to our men's bracket. Click the link, fill out your bracket, see if you can beat all of us on the show. It's M&P.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. We got a lot going on. We're filling out our brackets for Pearl Jam 4. I'm struggling. We have our movie sequel bracket. A lot of controversy yesterday extended into the text thread after the show.
I didn't know anybody thought this hard about the movie Twisters at all. Ever. Let alone the controversy that it stirred up yesterday about whether or not it's actually a movie sequel.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of things I think movie people talk about. Twisters, by the way, there was a lot of criticism. It's a pretty good movie. I think everybody's got to go see it this weekend.
Never seen it. Didn't see the first one either. But
you didn't see Bill Paxton Twister? Oh, that one's awesome.
I know. Somehow I missed it. But let's get to some results from yesterday. Later on in the show, we'll reveal the latest region of the Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket. And I'm told the name of the region is Hoth?
That is correct. Okay. We learned that 2 minutes ago.
I was calling it Hoth. And I was told that's incorrect. Sorry, not sorry. I'm not a Star Wars person. But that doesn't mean I haven't seen the original three. So I actually have seen the movie that we'll announce later on. Meanwhile, let's get to some results. Okay, bro, yesterday we revealed to the world the Corleone Sicily region of the Maggie and Perloff sequels bracket. And no surprise, the number one overall seed in this region, The Godfather 2, just an easy victory over the 16 seed Karate Kid Part 2.
Tom, you know you surprised me. If anything in this life is certain, if history's taught us anything, it says you can kill anyone.
Fredo, I knew it was you and you broke my heart. Another great line from Godfather 2. Meanwhile, let's move on. The 8th seed Home Alone 2 Lost in New York beats out Frozen 2.
Okay, kid. Give it to me.
That's comedy.
Oh, direct it.
The level of CTE that Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern would have after these two movies is out of control.
Yeah, that's the one with Trump in it, by the way.
Yeah, that's he makes a cameo.
And the one where they're playing the black and white movie and all the stupid people who run the hotel think that there's a machine gun going off. Bit of a stretch.
Never called the cops or anything. The 5th seed in these Corleone region, the Maggie and Perloff sequels bracket, is Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, big winner over Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
I have been and always shall be your friend. Live long and prosper.
All right, moving on. The 4th seed in the Corleone region, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which was on TV last night. This was a thumping of Paddington 2.
You feel love?
Yeah, I guess, I feel a general unselfish love for just about everybody.
No, sexual love.
No, I don't.
For her.
No.
She just told everyone your deepest, darkest secret.
Okay, our only upset in this region was the 11 seed over the 6. Congratulations, Lethal Weapon 2. You've taken out Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
One, two, three!
Oh. I know that scene. That's when he's sitting on the toilet, right? Yeah. Oh, that's a great one. By the way, Lethal Weapon 2 is sick. That's the South African bad guy who wraps his whole office in plastic. Never walk into an office that's wrapped in plastic.
Yeah, there's a couple movies. Shot. There's a couple movies that taught you that one. You walk in, you see plastic. That's the last thing you're seeing. Okay, the third seed in this Corleone region, the Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket, Top Gun Maverick. This one was not close at all. Takes out next Friday.
What the enemy doesn't know is your limits. I intend to find them, test them, push beyond.
7-10 matchup, Creed 2 advances past the very controversial Twisters.
I'm the champ, right?
Yeah.
So I ain't got a choice.
Choice? That's the same thing your father said, and he died right here in my hand.
And finally, the second seed in this Corleone region, Maggie and Perloff movie sequel bracket, The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, advances past Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
Horn of Helm Hammerhand shall sound in the deep one last time. Yes!
Okay, so there you have it. That's the Corleone Sicily region of the Maggie and Perloff sequels bracket. We'll reveal the Hoth region later today.
You know, I was just thinking as we do this, could Top Gun Maverick take out Godfather 2? That's a highly grossing movie. Recency bias? I doubt it, but that is going to be a... That's like Florida St. John's in the West. That is a two hot teams.
I was wondering about Lord of the Rings, because first of all, how can you tell the difference between any of the movies and the sequels? They're all the same to me.
That is one of the issues that's happening with the sequels bracket is I can't remember what's a two, what's a three. Some of these, if you can't remember exactly what happened in two, I think you downgrade that sequel. For example, if you don't remember who the bad guy is in Lethal Weapon 2, then I don't think you should vote for it.
Well, that was the big upset here. Lethal Weapon 2 beat Harry Potter Chamber of Secrets. I think Harry Potter might be one of those, like, there's so many of them. Do you even remember the first one from the second one?
No, I've seen them all many times. Now, I do know that they switched directors midway through, and they got a lot better.
Mm.
I think 3 and 4 are considered the classics. But my daughters are big into these movies, obviously. I've seen them all. Chamber of Secrets was a little disappointing. No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea which one that was. Have you seen those yet?
No, not yet. I'm going to wait to do this with Lucas when he gets a little older.
Are you going to read it first or just watch the movies?
Got to read them. Got to read the books, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how to read, so...
Well, Manny, maybe we'll read you Harry Potter. When I start with Lucas, you can come over to the house. Snuggle up next to Lucas in his race car bed, and I'll read Harry Potter to both
Uncle
of you.
Uncle Manny's here.
Play date.
And then you got to go. James is in L.A.
Can I get dinner?
What's up?
Hey, what's happening, y'all?
How you doing?
Hey, I was just talking about my Raiders verse. First of all, man, I love y'all sequel thing, but I think like Perloff said, there's only one sequel you can go to, and y'all played it yesterday. Nothing touches Godfather 2, but I'm an old school cat, so maybe, you know, the new ones can come in there, but I don't think, you know, sorry Arnie, sorry Vader, nothing touches Godfather 2 to me, okay, yeah. Just to mention that. So, on my Raiders, though, man, I think we gotta trust Tom Brady, see what he's gonna do. I mean, the rumors are out there that he's gonna take this running back, but like I said, they got Geno Smith. I don't know, you know, they signed him for this, 2 years? 2 years, $44 million or something like that?
They haven't finished the deal yet.
Yeah,
we haven't finished
the
deal.
As far as we know, James.
But yeah, I think it's going to be something like that. They're not signing up for 5 years of Geno Smith. That'd be crazy.
Right, and the Raiders have always been famous for kind of resurrecting careers. Geno Smith came out, you know, he didn't work with the Jets. He showed what he did in Seattle. Kind of like what Jim Plunkett did, you know, he went around and... He got his 2 Super Bowls back in the 80s.
Yeah, Rich Gannon.
Rich Gannon. Rich Gannon came back, you know, did his thing. I'm a big fan of the Raiders. Always been since Tatum hit Sammy White in the Super Bowl and knocked him out of his misery. I just think that, Tom Brady, even like I said, Mark Davis probably gave it over to Tom Brady to let him run the show. And let's see what he does before we... From the guy has surprised us so many times. How could we doubt him?
Yeah,
I mean,
James, I think you nailed
between it. Between him, Jordan Gretzky, and Derek Jeter, I put, you know what? Next to Jordan, I put Brady too. You know, just to throw that out there.
James,
in the goat conversation.
Yeah,
thank you for that. The only problem is, and James, fantastic call all around, and thank you for that. The one thing is, Jordan was terrible at this.
Yeah, so was Jeter.
And Jeter was not good. Now, Jeter was working with a little bit of a different thing. If you remember the details about Miami, they purchased the team, him and the money guy behind him, and then they immediately got rid of all their best players. So they traded Christian Yelich, they traded Giancarlo Stanton, and Jose Fernandez unfortunately passed away. So like there was a couple, they had to gut the roster. They did not have enough money for their payroll. That was a tough situation. Brady's not dealing with anything like that.
Non si può stopparlo.
Brady isn't exactly walking into the easiest situation.
No, that's for sure.
I mean, they're kind of talentless on offense. Why? But just given the history of how goats translate to the front office, why is it that you give Tom Brady the benefit of the doubt? Where normally looking at these past guys, it'd be smarter to say, oh, this is probably going to fail.
Well, because I got to see it first, you know? Like when Jordan came in and took over was it the Bobcats even then or the Hornets, whatever, when John Elway took over the Broncos, which to be fair, John Elway, they did win a Super Bowl. Now it took Peyton Manning and an all-time recruiting pitch there. But I think that for these GOAT guys, I think they do deserve to get a season or two before we crush them.
I generally think the great players do not make good coaches or good GMs. There are obviously exceptions. Larry Bird was a good coach. But generally, if you don't tell me who the names are, you say this Hall of Famer wants to be a coach or a GM, I would say, oh, well, that's probably not going to work. I just think, so we should maybe lean against Tom Brady. And so far, Tom Brady is looking pretty conventional. I don't see it. I can't wait for it. I hope they draft Ashton Jeanty. I just want to see how far your love for Tom Brady, the executive, could go.
Okay, so James also said number one seed that he thinks is going to win our movie sequels bracket is Godfather 2, which we revealed in the Corleone region yesterday. Dark Knight is the number one overall seed, and we have not revealed the last two regions yet.
Yeah.
But these are good number ones. I know James says Godfather 2 is going to win.
Should be the number one overall
seed. We've got very strong number one seeds in the other two brackets.
Come on,
the other two regions, excuse me.
Yeah,
don't count it out, guys.
Again, if I ask anybody on the street what's the most famous sequel of all time, most of them would answer the same thing, I think.
I agree with you. It could be an age thing, though, because EJ's generation might be more Dark Knight, where you and I would be Godfather. There's two others in these regions who I think are going to have something to say about this.
I think the structure of Dark Knight, the fact that it's the sixth Batman movie and it's not called Batman 2, I think you might say I just think it says Godfather 2. It screams sequel, where Dark Knight is, you could argue, is part of a series.
That makes no sense. That's a technicality you're talking about. What do you mean?
I know exactly what you're saying, Pearl.
Of course, everybody thinks that. I have no idea what EJ is talking about.
It was Batman Returns. Adam West is exactly like Ben Affleck. Like, what are we talking about here? This makes no sense. This is ridiculous.
There's been a lot of swings at the Batman pie. Godfather, Godfather 2.
Yeah, the fact that they didn't call it Godfather Goes to Sicily or whatever.
And it wasn't the ninth time trying to do the same mob movie.
Right, but Empire Strikes Back also isn't Star Wars 2, and everybody knows that's a great sequel.
But it's still the second movie of the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
The fact that the Dark Knight, there's also, I would argue, a standalone feel to Dark Knight because it was so singular, whereas Godfather 1 and Godfather 2 are much more connected.
How is it singular?
Because of Heath Ledger. Was he in the first one?
But Bale and Kane, and they switch actresses, but the Rachel character is also in the first one. She's just played by a different person.
Also, that's kind of a thing with the Batmans, right? They always are switching out a lot.
Right. That's why it doesn't feel as sequel-y as, you know, and not that I love Ghostbusters 2, but we knew Ghostbusters 2 was the sequel.
See, he's around.
Back to that.
He's in the first one. He's in the second one. What are we talking about?
I think putting the two after a movie screams sequel to me.
Okay, so we actually have, I'm telling you, before this thing is all said and done, there is another number one seed in this bracket that we have not revealed yet that is a two. So what? I'm just saying, it's not over yet. We've only revealed two regions out of four.
Yeah. I think Godfather 2 is the first big, big sequel. Like, it was it's the godfather of these sequels. And also, it won the Oscar, which obviously Dark Knight did not.
Sitting on that. Did Heath Ledger win an award, though?
Yeah, Heath Ledger won an Oscar, so.
Yeah, I mean, Godfather 2 won. I'm saying there's three sequels that won the Academy Award. And Godfather 2 is probably the most famous.
What are the other two?
Ghostbusters 2. What's the third one?
Meatballs 2.
It was Revenge of the Nerds 2 won the Oscar.
Major League 2.
I just looked at this. I think Lord of the Rings 3.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And
not Jaws the Revenge.
Help me. Jaws the Jaws 2, terrible, by the way. Rocky 2.
Jaws 4 is my favorite.
Was a fourth Jaws?
Yeah.
Oh, Michael Caine.
Yeah,
Bahamas.
The shark follows them to the Bahamas.
Get out of here.
Bermuda or Bahamas, one of those.
Yeah.
It's got a little Weekend at Bernie's vibe, you know?
No. This movie is not that different than Weekend at Bernie's.
Is the shark the new voodoo, and that's when the shark comes alive again?
Kind of. That was a period of filmmaking when Michael Caine was in every movie.
Yep.
I like Michael Caine.
Oh, everybody does.
He's also in Dark Knight, is he not?
Right, exactly. He's in the first one, because it's a sequel, unlike whatever Perloff is saying.
There's a famous Dennis Miller joke where he says, I was looking at my wedding video, and there's Michael Caine. He appeared in about 400 films from 1980 to 1990.
The best is Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Never had a sequel to that. Bogish has updates for us.
Are you sure about that?
There's a Dirty Rotten Scoundrels 2? No.
I got to check that. But that feels like there should have been. Feels like there should have been a sequel to that. But you could be right.
Guys, while you search that, maybe we were mad at the wrong team for being included in men's March Madness.
Cadeau with five on the timer. Starts right. Zigzag back left. Three to shoot in two. Kicks out Davis. 30-footer. Right wing. It's good! Davis, Carolina Blue in the first half at the first.
Nate Gatter on the Westwood One NCAA Radio Network. RJ Davis's three gave UNC a 47-23 halftime lead on San Diego State. The Aztecs did not recover, losing 95-68, 27 points, the second worst beating in first four history. Head coach Brian Dutcher definitely believes now UNC should be in the field.
I knew going into the game, I had watched them on tape, that they were playing really well, that they were playing tight. I thought they were ready for any situation. They're well coached, and they're talented, and they're playing really good basketball right now.
The Heels now face Ole Miss on Friday in Milwaukee. It's Alabama State that gets to play top-seeded Auburn tomorrow afternoon in Lexington. The Hornets took a thriller from St. Francis, PA, 70-68 in the first game last night. The deciding points coming with 1 second left off a full-court pass that multiple players got their hands on before the ball found Amar Knox for a lay-in and the first ever tournament win in program history. Away from the madness, Indiana is hiring Darren DeVries away from West Virginia to replace Mike Woodson as head coach. And it's the second and final game in Tokyo for the Dodgers and Cubs. LA has a 6-3 lead now in the bottom of the fifth inning. Three Dodger home runs in this one, the last of which from Shohei Ohtani. Guys, back to you.
Bogish, thanks so much. Coming up, lots more to do. We want your thoughts on the Raiders, the idea they would draft Ashton Jeanty. Good idea, bad idea? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Of course, the talented running back and Heisman Trophy runner-up from Boise State. We also have the latest. Where's one quarterback mocked in two different experts' mock drafts. Get to that next. It's M&P. New phone, who dis?
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, Infinity Sports Network, free Odyssey app. You can listen to us there. You can watch the show on YouTube and Twitch. And of course, we got a podcast for you as well. Yes, Shohei Ohtani homered Pearl in this Tokyo series. Bit of a wall scraper. Had a little fan interference. They had to actually go to replay. There was no shot in you know where that they were going to overturn this thing. Yeah. But Ohtani's first homer of the year, not exactly a 400-foot bomb. This one barely got out of the park.
Give the people in Tokyo what they want, Maggie. Don't get in the way of this.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, Ohtani's on the board, first homer of the season. We're going to get back to all the March Madness stuff and NFL free agency in just a moment, Pearl. But did you see a story that I've been, two stories that I've been monitoring and slash obsessed with over the last couple months had some big updates yesterday.
Let's go.
Two stories I've been obsessed with. You guys know I got a little bit into the JFK assassination because I listened to a podcast that was done by Rob Reiner and Soledad O'Brien that was fantastic. I didn't know much about JFK assassination. So yesterday they unleashed like a treasure trove of documents that many of them they said were going to be unredacted to try to figure out what actually really happened. Now, their experts are sifting through thousands and thousands of documents. So far, like no concrete updates, but that was a big thing yesterday. I don't know if you saw that.
All right, that's fun.
And then the second thing that happened is the two astronauts, Butch and Sunny, who've been stuck in space for like 8 months.
Not Josh Dobbs.
Not the astronaut.
Oh, I apologize.
He's been 2 feet on the ground this whole time. The NASA astronauts, Pearl, were supposed to go to space for 8 days and ended up being up there for 8 months.
Yeah.
Finally splashed down to Earth yesterday. They actually had to get rescued by like a reconnaissance mission, I think with some cosmonauts on it. It was a whole big deal.
Wow.
Butch and Sunny returned to Earth totally fine yesterday, unharmed. So there you go.
That's amazing.
Did they?
Yeah. Did they get it on? We're all thinking it.
Are they married to other people?
Yeah.
Yes.
8 months that they were up there, they thought they were going for 8 days. My other question is, will they even speak to each other for the rest of their lives? Like, they're forever linked. I imagine they go on a speaking circuit. Maybe they write a book. I don't know. But do you think they can't stand each other at this point?
I think, actually, there was a period up there where they got sick of each other. But then you got through that period and they adjusted.
Right.
That's my theory based on nothing.
So, like, start off good, then you get sick of each other, then maybe you fall in love, then maybe you fall out of love, and now you're here. Like, I don't know all the stages that these two people have gone through.
You fall out of space, whatever.
Into the water.
But they're always on camera, so I don't know if they could have had, right? I assume you're always on camera up there, based on the movies that I've seen about space.
That's scientific.
Yeah. Because you're watching the movies. They need cameras.
Isn't Houston always monitoring what's going on there? So I could picture, hey, guys, come on in. Come on in. They're getting intimate. Let's all watch sitting there with popcorn.
You voyeur.
No, I mean, I don't know if there's privacy up there.
I wonder if you could also say, well, listen, we had to do this as like an experiment. It's like, what happens when you get it on in space? Now we're just doing science.
Do you guys ever watch the show Naked and Naked and Afraid or Naked and Alone?
No. Naked and Afraid. No, I've never
Naked
watched
Naked and
it.
Alone. So they take people who are married to other people often, and they put them out in the wilderness, and they're not allowed to wear clothes.
Yeah.
And they have to survive for as many days as possible. And I got to tell you, those people never fall in love. Ever.
Because that's not that sexy. There's nothing to the imagination. Everyone's just hanging out.
Well, I don't think being in a space station is super sexy either.
But at least you got clothes on. There's a little like a theater of the mind, a little like imaginative something, like what's under that spacesuit when you're out in the wild just digging a ditch. No
well,
thanks.
I think the survival instinct is a little overwhelming. And Naked and Alone, they're just, how do we get through this? Mm. Maybe that's going on up in space. I don't know how much downtime what are they doing up there?
I don't know.
I mean,
Watching The Godfather 2.
Most of what I know about this is from the Tom Hanks movie when they're up there and they're trying to figure, but that was 50 years ago.
You mean the Houston We Have a Problem?
Houston We Have a Problem. What's that called? Apollo?
Yeah, Apollo 13. 13.
And then there's the George Clooney, Anne Hathaway movie.
EJ loves Anne Hathaway.
They didn't fall. Sandra Bullock. Right, they never got it on.
No, do you know what happens?
Yeah, I do.
He floats away.
But, so, I don't know. I'm not sure there was.
He does.
I don't think they fell in love.
They didn't have enough time. They weren't up there for 8 months together, I don't think, in
no,
that
no,
movie.
No, but I don't think these people up there fell in love.
You don't think they fell in love? They had 8 months where they're the only two people up there?
Nope. Just
keep it professional.
I just think that it is a very antiseptic environment. No, I don't, I mean, listen, you light a candle up there and everything blows up.
I didn't think about like setting the mood.
I mean, the other thing is, aren't you guys curious how you go to the bathroom up there? I know I've actually seen some videos.
Yeah,
on
I think they have like diapers and stuff or suction.
There's like a vacuum kind of thing going on.
That part I don't want to think about, but I'm also thinking about how in zero G, like how you, I don't know. Anyway. These are all things that have crossed through our minds because you think that you're only up there for 8 days and it ends up being 8 months.
Our minds or yours?
I don't know. I thought about it a little. But here's the other part. So I have a friend who makes documentary films and has made one about what happens. We're exploring seriously deep space right now, right? So we're not just like going to the moon and back and the space station and stuff. We're thinking about Mars. We're thinking about Saturn. We're thinking about all these really long space adventures, if you will. You have to have like a certain type of psychology to exist, but at least if you're going to Saturn's moon, you know, all right, it's going to take me 3 years to get there and 3 years to get back. You can brace yourself. These two people thought they were going for a weekend trip and ended up living up there for more than half a year.
Yeah,
like what does that do to your brain?
Nothing good, I imagine. Oh, by the way, also Matt Damon in that movie where he's stuck in Mars.
He's alone.
Yeah, and he has to make potatoes and he runs out of ketchup. That really hit home.
T's and P's.
That was his biggest issue.
Yeah. No ketchup.
It was a big deal. Did you guys see the movie? Martian?
No, I read the first 20 pages of the book. Okay, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We get to the great debate next.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.